These Are the Victims of the Capital Gazette Shooting by Eli Mexler. Five people were killed and at least three injured when a gunman opened fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, Thursday. All of the victims of the shooting were employees at the paper, police confirmed late Thursday. Among those killed was long-serving Capital Gazette and Baltimore Sun journalist Rob Hyacin, his family confirmed. The other victims were identified as features reporter Wendy Winters, writer John McNamara, editorial page editor Gerald Fishman, and sales assistant Rebecca Smith, according to the Associated Press. Police called the assault a targeted attack on the newspaper's offices. He looked for his victims as he walked through the lower level, acting Anne Arundel County Police Chief William Kramph told a news conference Thursday. Kramph confirmed that two of those wounded suffered superficial wounds. Authorities had previously said that several people were gravely wounded, according to AP. The suspect, who's been identified as Jared W. Ramos by AP, was apprehended by police and taken into custody Thursday. Police have not officially released his identity. Ramos was charged with five counts of first-degree murder, according to AP. Here's what to know about the victims of the Capital Gazette shooting. Rob Hyacin. Capital Gazette assistant managing editor Rob Hyacin was killed in Thursday's shooting, his family confirmed. I am devastated and heartsick to confirm the loss of my wonderful brother Rob, Hyacin's brother Carl wrote in a Facebook post. He spent his whole gifted career as a journalist, and he believed profoundly in the craft and mission of serving the public's right to know the news. We called him Big Rob because he was so tall, but it was his remarkable heart and humor that made him larger than all of us. Hyacin, a veteran at the paper, hailed from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and lived in the nearby Maryland suburb Timonium, according to the Baltimore Sun. He joined the Sun as a features writer in 1993 before moving over to the Capital, which the Sun owns, as assistant editor in 2010. He also authored a Sunday column in the Life section of the paper. He was known as a great mentor to young journalists who was deadly serious about doing investigative reporting, but also had a soft side, his former colleagues told The Sun. Hyacin was also an adjunct professor at the Philip Merrill College of Journalism at the University of Maryland and a 2004 Knight Journalism Fellow at Stanford University. Hyacin, 59, is survived by his wife Maria, with whom he had recently marked their 33rd wedding anniversary, three children, and brother Carl, who's a novelist and Miami Herald columnist. There was no finer human being. There just wasn't, Hyacin's widow Maria said Thursday, her 58th birthday, according to the Miami Herald. And certainly no finer father, and he was a damn fine journalist, too. Wendy Winters. Wendy Winters, 65, came to the Capital Gazette following a career in fashion and public relations, according to the Baltimore Sun. The mother of four quickly became known as an energetic freelance reporter and knowledgeable source about local events in the community. My mother was a wonderful woman and a fantastic reporter, said her daughter, Winter Geimer. Her life was a gift to everyone who knew her, and the world will not be the same without her. We are grieving and trying to make sure all of us can be together to celebrate the life of our mother. Winters, who joined the paper staff in 2013, enjoyed a full life outside the newsroom as a proud Navy mom, a church youth group counselor, Red Cross volunteer, and a Girl Scout leader, according to The Sun. She was also known for her exhaustive Christmas letters, according to friends, which were often delivered along with a home-baked treat. Gerald Fishman. Gerald Fishman was the conscience and voice of the Capital Gazette, colleagues said Thursday, paying tribute to the eccentric and brilliant editorial page editor. Fishman, 61, had been at the paper since 1992, where he was known for an incisive intellect and trademark cardigans, according to the Baltimore Sun. He was extraordinarily knowledgeable about the political dynamics of the community, Maryland House Speaker Michael E. Bush told The Sun, calling Fishman a bit of a loner, but very, very intelligent. He was a respected writer and captured, for the most part, the feelings within the community. Fishman married later in life to a Mongolian opera singer, his colleague said. Fishman graduated in 1979 from the University of Maryland's Journalism School. John McNamara. John McNamara, known as Mac to his colleagues, was a sociable sports reporter with a nearly 24-year tenure at the Capital Gazette, according to the Baltimore Sun. He was known for his wit, infectious laugh, and encyclopedic knowledge of local sports. McNamara was also a news editor and reporter for the local Bowie Blade News and Crofton West County Gazette. Former Capital editor Jerry Jackson, who hired McNamara from a local competitor, recalled the writer's versatility. He could write, he could edit, he could design pages. He was just a jack of all trades and a fantastic person. McNamara graduated from the University of Maryland, where he met his future wife, Andrea Chambly. The couple did not have any children. McNamara wrote two books about the school's football and basketball programs and was a music fan and film buff. In a recent Facebook post, where he frequently shared articles about news, journalism, and University of Maryland sports, McNamara urged his friends to watch two documentaries, Won't You Be My Neighbor, about Fred Rogers, and RGB, about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Both are marvelous and moving, and in these troubled times, when the forces of darkness seem to have gained the upper hand, it's nice to be reminded that there's still justice and kindness in the world, McNamara wrote. Rebecca Smith. Rebecca Smith, 34, was a sales assistant and recent addition to the Capital Gazette's team in Annapolis when she was killed in Thursday's shooting. Smith was a very thoughtful person who kept the sales office operations on track, said the Capital's advertising director, Marty Padden. She was kind and considerate and willing to help when needed. She seemed to really enjoy to be working in the media business. Smith, a Baltimore native, joined the paper in November 2017, according to her Facebook page. She'd previously worked in marketing at a healthcare organization, according to The Sun. Smith posted numerous photos on her Facebook page, The Sun said, many of them including her fiancé and his daughter at softball games and group outings. She enjoyed an amazing relationship with her fiancé's daughter from a previous relationship, according to a friend. This can't be real, Smith's fiancé, DJ Poling, wrote on his Facebook page. No one ever put up with or attempted to make me a better person like you did. I will love you forever. Till we meet again, beautiful. Till we meet again.